With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Montana counted its 100th COVID-19-related death on Friday, hitting the grim milestone as the state surpassed 7,000 confirmed cases of the respiratory virus. Of the 134 new cases reported on Friday, 52 are in Yellowstone County, which is experiencing the largest outbreak in the state. Yellowstone County cases account for over half of Montana's active cases. The number of infections is thought to be far higher because not everyone has been tested and people can be infected with the virus without having symptoms. The Canadian government says it will perform its own environmental review of a proposed coal mine expansion in the Elk Valley that many conservation groups and other entities have said would send polluted water downstream, including into Montana's Lake Koocanusa. The Daily Interlake reports that the Castle Coal Mine project comes from Canadian-based mining giant Teck Resources Limited. The project would expand a coal mine just north of Fernie. A Teck spokesperson says the Canadian federal government's decision to perform its own assessment is unfortunate and the project already has undergone rigorous review at the provincial level. Yellowstone National Park administrators say a trailer hauling gasoline spilled about 3,000 gallons of gasoline after overturning in the park while en route to a delivery. Park officials said Friday that there was no evidence any gasoline entered the nearby Yellowstone River. The tandem trailer being hauled by a tanker overturned Thursday morning between Fishing Bridge and Mud Volcano in an area where the Grand Loop Road runs near the Yellowstone River, park officials said. The six-mile section of road remained closed Friday while park workers continued to assess the spill's impacts. An international electronic warfare company has acquired a drone technology company in southern Montana for $350 million. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reported that CACI International purchased Ascent Vision Technology earlier this month. Ascent Vision Technology develops and builds drone technology for military intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance in Belgrade, about 10 miles northwest of Bozeman. The CACI International CEO, John Mengucci, said the merger brings unique advantages to its defense and national security customers. Ascent Vision Technology President Lee Dingman said that while CACI International now owns the company, there are no plans to move any operations or employees out of Gallatin Valley. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi.